I'm Al Turtle, and welcome to a presentation of my map of relationships. Today, I want to share with you the whole picture of intimate relationships, what is really going on. So many people over the years have asked for this. They wanted a great partnership and didn't know why things went wrong. Everything they did seemed, at best, a partial fix. When I found the answers to their questions, I could see how easy it was for people to get lost. I want to stop this waste of time and effort. I hope to help you understand what's going on for you, where you are in this world of intimate relationships, what are your options, and I want to inspire you to go ahead and to realistically seek your dreams. This material is the result of over 35 years of work, research, many thousands of hours with couples and individuals, and many more thousands of hours of detailed explorations with my wife. Before we start, I want to thank you, each and every one of you, for listening. I want people to get along well. I want partnerships to be great. I want to nurture fantastic marriages. And when I see you, I believe that you want better relationships for yourself and for others. I believe that you also care deeply about how people get along with each other. Why do we need a map of relationships? Because, in my experience, the vast majority of people are lost. I see them in my office. I see them as I walk down the street. People tell me about them, their friends, their neighbors, their parents, and their children. Most people seem to be just going in circles, following the same blind alleys that I did. But now that I've been there to the goal, I can look back. It was all a matter of finding the path ahead of me. I think that at no time in my life have I seen more distress about the way we are relating to each other. The institution of marriage seems confusing and perhaps outdated. While fewer people are choosing it, they're still trying to live together, but with poor results. Domestic violence is a major problem in all our cities and towns. Our politics seem a disaster area. People argue at the drop of a hat. Radio and TV talk shows are full of anger. Rather than doing the work that needs to be doing, people seem to prefer to yell at each other. Our kids watch and learn from all this. Teenagers and school children are fighting each other and their teachers. Discourse between people seems to be getting ruder and ruder. While many people believe we are in the middle of a great cultural change and that at this point everything seems to be falling apart, I don't believe it. I am very optimistic. As I was building the map of relationships, I came to see the hand of a higher power. These days, many people are coming forward and telling us what to do. There are lots of books and lectures, newspaper articles, TV shows, experts saying, read the Bible, have values, use active listening, find your planet and come from it, turn towards your partner, renew. Many are giving you answers to problems you haven't even thought up yet. If a great relationship is so tricky that it takes a rocket scientist or a university professor, then I think the good Lord would have made us all rocket scientists and university professors. But he did not. Is a great relationship, a great marriage, so difficult? If you need to do all that, if it's so hard to have a good relationship, what are you doing? Maybe it's better to go fishing. Now, I believe it is not that hard. I like to say that Sandra, my partner, and I are putting 10% as much effort into our relationship now as we did 10 years ago. And yet, we are getting, 50 times more out of it. I think it is all about following paths that work. Learning new ways to do things can be challenging. But looking back from where I am now, the hard part was mostly wasted energy, doing things over and over again that were getting me nowhere, like trying to start a lawnmower with no gasoline in the tank. Thus, I think we all need a good map, a tool that shows the landscape, marks the many roads, and that clearly points the way to our destination. Now let me take a moment to tell you about me. I was born in the suburbs of Boston, Massachusetts. My father was a doctor, a pediatrician, and my mother, who stayed home with my sister, brother, and myself, was the daughter of a lawyer. I loved math, science, and especially loved finding out how things worked. I went to the Vietnam War on a Navy destroyer, the USS Edson, as an electronics technician. I went to college, studied math and physics, took a degree for teaching those subjects in high school, and then discovered my deep interest in psychology. I now have a master's degree in counseling. I was married for 17 years and had 3 kids, 2 boys and a girl. I divorced, was single for 5 years. During that time, my teenage kids lived with me. It was a very hard time. I remarried and soon found I was now in just as much trouble as I had been in my first marriage. Frantically, I began to really study how to make my relationship work. One result of my learning was that, about 15 years ago, I began to offer marriage therapy in my private counseling practice. And now, after 20 years of this marriage, and perhaps having seen 2,000 couples in my office, and all the work of discovering and learning I've done, I believe I can say, I've got it. I understand. Why, you may ask, should you listen to me, Al Turtle? Well, here are some of my traits. I am a deep and exact person who has been there. I was the kind of kid who took apart everything. My curiosity was endless. I wanted to understand. The unknown attracted me. I am stubborn. If people told me to take something for granted, I would ignore them and dig into it until I had figured it out. I loved and do love structure. My parents and teachers told me I was bright but lazy. However, I've learned that I just love efficiency. In physics, I would rather learn the underlying concepts than memorize a bunch of formula. I am thorough. As a technician, I like to fix things so they don't need fixing ever again. As a petty officer in the Navy, I also learned to get other people to do my work, and so I became a teacher. One thing I learned was to do it first myself before asking anyone else to do it. Besides, it is easier to teach by modeling, by example. That is true to this day. I never ask my clients to do anything I haven't done myself many times. I am practical. I don't want to do it if it doesn't work. Eventually, I became focused on the problem of people not getting along with each other. I might owe this to my dad. As a pediatrician, he felt he knew what to do for children under the age of 4, say, to prevent illness. He thought we should be able to prevent the social troubles that parents have with teenagers, but he didn't know how to do it himself. I don't believe in complicated explanations. I believe the big questions must really be so simple that any of us can grab the answers. God's messages must not require a Ph.D. I didn't develop the map of relationships for scholars. I wanted it for me and for you. I am, like you, a person who badly wanted the kind of relationship that I dreamed of as a kid. I have stubbornly pursued it. Eventually, I figured it out. And my partner and I did it. And now I want to share with you what it takes. What is marriage? Oh, one thing before I go on. I will be using the word marriage often. And I want you to be clear how I use this word. I believe that 2 people living together in intimacy make a marriage. Whether they are legally or sacramentally married, or even of the same gender, it does not seem to make any difference as far as this map is concerned. If you have moved in together, I think you might as well consider yourself married. And so, what can this map of relationships do for you? Like all maps, it will help you make sense of where you are, help you make good choices about where you want to go, and, especially, how to get there. If you are single, never married, It will let you understand better what is ahead of you. If you are divorced, it will probably give you some encouragement and direct your steps. If you are in love, this may not do much for you. You are already enjoying life a lot anyway. Still, this map will let you plan ahead. If you are married, unhappy, struggling, or fighting, this map will probably restore hope, make you feel better about where you are, will point the way to the choices ahead of you, and will shorten the way forward to a great relationship. If you are a long-time married person, but feeling a bit dissatisfied, this map may help you start on your way back towards a really great, joy-filled marriage. If you are in a relationship, but on the point of considering whether to leave it or not, this map will definitely help you with that decision. If you are married and frantically trying to do better, reading books, taking workshops, etc., this map will help you in choosing what courses to take. So what are my goals in sharing this map of relationships? First, I want to give you the data, and then stand back and let you make your decisions. I have learned to do this with my clients. When they ask me what should I do, I give them my best guess, and then let them make their choices. I refuse to make decisions for other people. I don't think I am qualified to do that. But secondly, my personal bias is that I want you all to move toward what I call vintage love. I dream of a world where everywhere you go, you meet couples who are happy, who are raising happy children, who are contributing to a healthy community. I've learned that it takes a whole village to raise one child. I've also heard that it takes a whole village to keep parents sane while they are raising that child. I want a village, a community, a country, a world where we all live peacefully. That's a pretty big wish. I just want people to get along.